WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a new compact disc reissue of the French soprano Renée Doria singing operetta. Operetta falls between opera and musical comedy, and it's an art form that Lloyd fears may be dying.
In a batch of review copies, I found a new CD on the Borg label of vocal music I didn't remember requesting. In fact, I hadn't even heard of the singer, Renée Doria. At least, that's what I thought. But I was intrigued by the recording dates, practically the only information given on the liner notes. The selections were recorded in France between 1944 and 1970. I played the CD and I was enchanted. These were operetta arias and scenes, some familiar to me, some not. The voice was light, technically skillful, and above all, charming, funny, and insouciant. It took the music seriously without taking itself seriously. Renée Doria had a pretty voice, but the most beautiful voice in the world shouldn't attempt operetta without a flair for its special comic style. And Renée Doria had style. This style includes a mixture of sophistication and innocence, not broad camping or burlesque. It has an undercurrent of sincerity, however lightweight the music may be. And it usually means the singer must be a native of the country that has produced the music. In these days of easy international communication and jet lag, national borders are disintegrating, and this could mean the death of operetta. How can a singer convey the France of Jacques Offenbach and the Vienna of Johann Strauss without inheriting it by direct descent? In trying to find out about Renée Doria, I discovered that not only had I actually heard her before, but I had admired her greatly. She sang the mechanical doll Olympia in the wonderful old Columbia Opera Comique recording of Offenbach's Tales of Hoffmann. Perhaps because her name was somehow omitted on the album cover, I didn't remember it. But I was flooded with pleasure to recover her. She is apparently alive and well, but she retired from singing shortly after the last cuts on this CD were recorded. Here is Renée Doria singing one of my favorite operetta numbers from one of Offenbach's most delectable bits of foolery, the letter aria from La Pericole. One of the rare delights of this album is that along with the Offenbach and Messager and Reynaldo Hahn, Renée Doria also sings Lehár and Strauss, which she does with equal verve and delicacy. So here is Renée Doria in another familiar operetta, but one you don't often get to hear with a French accent. Franz Lehár's La Veuve Joyeuse, better known in this country as The Merry Widow. One of the loveliest surprises is that age never damaged Doria's voice. Perhaps it darkened over the quarter century represented in these selections, but more often than not, it's only the sound quality of the original recordings that gives away how early or late they were actually made.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He reviewed René Doria Sings Operetta on the French label Borg, distributed in this country by Qualiton Imports. Tout est serait, tout est printemps, l'amour sourit à mes vêtements, tout est douceur, tout est plaisir, mais je vois fleurir tous mes désirs, oui, tout est joie, espoir, chanson. This is Fresh Air.